Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals. And Lottery West. Celebrate like you've scored a century. Oslotto. Get amongst it this Tuesday. Play responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Now, Tom of Bassendean is going to be first to have a go at the Automasters quiz. The prize, a $150 Automasters voucher. He's got five questions that he's got to get through. Great service guaranteed at Automasters. You call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Paul Hazelby is the quiz master. He'll ask the questions and we'll see whether he can get them right. If he can't, then we'll go to Gary, who's first in the queue, and you can join 922-118-882. Or if you'd like to talk about something else in sport, you're more than welcome to give us a buzz between now and 7, and we look forward to having a talk to you. Hayes.
Question number one. Name three Australian golfers who have won a major. Name three Australian golfers who have won a major. Tom, do you have the answer for us?
Robert Allenby.
Correct.
Adam Scott. And correct. Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. Robert Allenby, did he win one?
I was going to say, no, he didn't win one. He's not on the
list. Can you give me another one?
Nick Appleby. Ogilvy.
It's not Nick.
What's his name?
Robert Ogilvy? No.
That's Allenby.
Can be female. Last chance.
Carrie Webb.
Correct. We'll pay that one. Generous tonight.
Okay, switch and save your next Automasters service with over 40 branches. You call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Hayes.
Question number two. Which waffle club was last year's premiership hero, Marlon Pickett, recruited from?
Subiaco.
Ooh, incorrect. No. We can't give that one to you. So we're going to have to go to Gary in Thornley. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good day. Thanks. Good, thanks, boys. I'd say the Bulldogs, South Mantle.
That is correct. Well done to you, Gary. Question number three. Great service guaranteed. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. How many West Coast Eagles players have won a Brownlow and named them?
I would say Prittis and Cousins. So it goes two.
Oh! Ooh, incorrect.
Come
sorry,
on.
Gary, we're going to have to go to Chris in Dianella.
922-118-882 because we want you to join in. There's five questions. We're only at question three, Hayes.
Far away, Chris. Do you have the answer? How many West Coast Eagles players have won a Brownlow and who are they?
Three.
How many, who are they?
Curtis, Cousins, Judd.
Oh, he missed Chris
baby.
Judd.
Yes.
Oh, the Juddster. What a player
Chris,
he was.
I reckon Chris is going to bring home here.
Switch and save. Man, so he won one at Carlton too.
Yeah. Switch and save in your next Automasters service with over 40 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Hayes, what's question four?
Question four. Who won this year's Belinda Clark medal?
It's for the fairest and best in women's cricket, if you don't know.
Yeah. Yep, I know. And
yep. She was playing tonight.
All three formats?
No. Very good player.
Perry. I'm going to say Perry because I can't think of the other name.
Yeah, we'll pay that. Elise Perry came in, got it done today.
Bring it home. Here we go.
Question five. Who was named captain of the Melbourne Football Club today?
That has to be the Ruckman.
And?
Give us more detail.
Trying to think of his name, and I've lost it.
Come on.
You better tell us who you're going to be.
I'm going to get it.
Oh, Hayes is waiting to spit this out.
What's his name with the beard? Oh,
yeah, he's 3, 2, 1. Beep! Unlucky. Who is next?
You're close, really Chris. Really
so close. It's been in the news all day.
Yeah, I know.
Big Ruckman, big beard.
Big beard, yeah.
There was a word I wanted to use there, but give it away for the next caller.
Righto, well, so Automasters, $150 voucher, and 922-118-882 if you know the answer. We'll clear the break, and on the other side, hopefully, we can give it away here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. And Lottery West. Celebrate like you've scored a century. Oz Lotto. Get amongst it this Tuesday. Play responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Now, what have you done, Quizmaster, during the break?
Well, you got to earn it. And I just feel the next caller's not going to earn it. So we've added three more questions to it.
You've added three more. Here we go again.
John, Adrian, Simon, you're in the queue. It's going
to
be John.
Ring up and say...
Now, this is a harsh quiz. You've got to earn it. So let's start with John from Rockingham. The question was, who was named captain of Melbourne today? The answer is, John?
Max Vaughan.
Correct. That is the first one. All right, let's go to question number two of the new quiz. Who pulled out of the State of Origin game today? Who is going to be replaced by Andrew Gaff? Plays for North Melbourne.
Midfielder, plenty of grunt.
Inside
tackles,
ball.
Tackles a lot.
Not much hair.
Nah,
all right, time's up there for John. Let's go to Adrian in Sorrento. How are you, Adrian?
Good. How are you, boys?
Good. Who pulled out of the State of Origin game today, replaced by Andrew Gaff?
Cunnington.
Ben Cunnington is correct. Well done. Two to go.
Now, Carl's dropped off, by the way, so Simon, you're next. 922-182 if you'd like to join us. Hayes' quiz for Auto Masters.
Which country is playing against India tonight at the Wacker Ground?
Gets underway at 7 o'clock.
Australia?
No, Australia's already played. I'll give you a clue. They are in the same pool as Australia and are Australia's next opponents.
Sri Lanka?
No, they just played Sri Lanka.
Good to see he was listening earlier.
Let's go to Simon in Caversham. How are you, Simon? Oh, Simon wasn't confident of answering that question. The phone lines are free. Get involved. Now is your time. Two to go.
Righto, 922-182. While people are calling through, just to have a look at a few of the bits and pieces that have happened today, and we'll have a chat to Cam Green. He made 105 not out for WA today in the Sheffield Shield match against Tasmania, 6 for 291. I mean, the great part about Cam Green is that he's able to go on and continually post some big scores. In the other games, New South Wales, 7 for 294 against South Australia, and Queensland, Victoria against Queensland, 9 for 303. 13. Short time ago, Australia defeated Sri Lanka. They won the toss to the Sri Lankans. They decided to bat. They posted 6 for 122. Our girls ran down the score with only four bowls to spare, winning by 5 wickets. Ben Cunnington has been replaced by Andrew Gaff. We just had that question answered correctly. In the State of Origin, and Madison Inglis won the Perth International over the weekend. She was the number one seed, and she got the job done. And recapping what happened at the Perth Motorplex, if you were down there, you were one of the 9,000 to 10,000 people it turned out. It was a fantastic crowd. James McFadden won World Series Sprint Cars. It was a thrilling finale too. He won on the line by 0.09 of a second. Unbelievable finish to the feature race over 35 laps. So awesome weekend, and thank you to the Perth public for turning out and taking a look at it on the weekend.
All right, back to the quiz. Scott from Henley Brook. How are you, Scott?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys.
Okay, do you know which country are playing India tonight at the Wacker Ground?
Yeah, I think it's Bangladesh.
That is correct. Okay, here it is. We've got Shane and Tony waiting. They're next. The series score in the series between Australia and South Africa right now. What is it?
T20.
One each.
One each. There it is. Well done, Scott. You have been crowned the Auto Masters quiz winner. $150 Auto Masters voucher is coming your way. That's how easy it is. You can be in line and then can change. But if you're strong like Scott was, you can get it done and win the voucher. Well done, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, mate. I'll tell you what, you know, people aren't going to start ringing at the start of this quiz if you keep on making it 15 questions.
Got to keep them guessing.
They'll just start to ring up at the end of the quiz so that they can nail it. But very good tonight. At least you got the job done.
What did you make of the tribunal news tonight, Carl? Marley Williams from North Melbourne. Two-match ban. Careless, high contact.
Well, he poleaxed Ed Richards.
He certainly did.
Poor Ed had to go from the field, and you're always going to be in trouble when you perform an action like that, so not surprising.
Do you feel like they're going to crack down on a bit more this year, given what we've been through with all the concussion? But I think they might go again. Any head contact is going to put you in trouble and make you vulnerable. Matt Crouch, though, he got off his
Yeah, but his wasn't that bad. I reckon he had his elbow tucked in, and because he jumped in the air, his elbow came up afterwards, so he didn't make any contact with the elbow, even though the contact was probably high. And thankfully, it's an outcome-based business. Yep. So if you like Marley Williams and you do damage and Ed Richards comes from the field and needs treatment, then you're always going to be in a far, far worse place than if the player gets up, plays on, has no effects, doesn't need a concussion test, and all of those sorts of situations. And a doctor's report will also go, I think, a long way to whether you're guilty or you're proven not, Hayes.
$2,000 for rough conduct for Matt Crouch. And Dane Zorko, he copped $4,000, the biggest fine there, for pushing Kane Farrell into the trainer. Did you see that one, Carl? He actually pushed him and he collected the trainer. Female trainer got him absolute in the shoulder. She was okay, but $4,000, the AFL don't want anything that can be dangerous around the fence line. So they were the outcomes today.
Now, Darren was listening to us from Singapore, and he says, boys, I thought the State of Origin was only going to feature three players from each club. GWS and Richmond have six. Freo have, of course, only a couple. West Coast now have one extra with Gaff coming in, and five from Collingwood. What happened to the three per team? What happened to the State of Origin? From what I see, that it isn't that, says Darren from over there in Singapore.
Well, it's never been State of Origin. It was against the All Stars. It would have been better if it was State of Origin, but I think the AFL not quite ready to play the two games, which probably would have been required for this bushfire relief game. But in terms of the players, well, the best thing was it was the coaches from either side, John Longmire and also Damien Hardwick. They got together and said, bugger this, we want the very best players playing. And I think that's a real positive for the survival of this concept. If it is to go forward, I think you need buy-in from everybody, not just the players. I think the buy-in is there from players. It could work in the future in some format, whether it be annually or biannually. I'm not quite sure. You need the clubs on board, and I think that was a real positive. And then thirdly, you need the AFL. Or maybe firstly, what you do need is the broadcasters on board. And I think this is going to tell a tale on Friday night to see how many people will tune into this, how many people turn up. It's only going to be at Marvel, so they should feel that. If they don't feel that, then I think we forget about the concept altogether. Though, if it was State of Origin, I think more people would probably be in attendance. But I can't wait for it, Carl. I think the very best. And there's all these arguments about injuries and whatnot, but so many players played over the weekend. There were some injuries. There were some players that got through. Each player is likely to play two lead-up games before round one. Why not be in an AFL State of Origin match?
The Bangladesh national anthem is being sung currently down there at the Wacker Ground with hands on heart. They are singing the tune, the players and the fans that are in the grandstand, and there's quite a few of them there, although it's a pretty tight shot. Be interested to see how many is the final outcome. But it was, I think, $30 for a category ticket tonight to go along to the Wacker Ground to watch the cricket and the doubleheader, Hayes, and it was $20 for a category B. Now, it's a bit of a shame, as I did say off the top of the program, that the Aussies aren't playing at this time of night, because it would have been a wonderful opportunity, I think, for those of us that want to get behind our Australian girls and support them on without having to be at work and the kids at school and worry about all those other bits and pieces as to why those matches aren't or weren't swung around the other way if they want to get people going through the turnstiles.
Well, they did break the record for a women's match over there in the first game against India, played in New South Wales, so that was a positive result. But people, our first dig was about the AFLW and why it does get so much attention, because it warrants attention because not only of the attendances right now, I know it's free, but people are still going along. They had another 6,000 down there at the Fremantle game. They had 7,000 on the Gold Coast. They had 35,000 that turned up, and the numbers on TV, I'm led to believe, are pretty good and warrant a pretty good broadcast rights deal going forward. So that's why we are talking about AFLW and any sport. It comes down to how many people want to talk about it, how many people want to go, and how many people want to watch it. And right now, the AFLW is holding its own with a number of other sports.
You'd be interested to hear what Sam Lane's got to say about that, Hayes, because she writes the boundary for Channel 7. She'll be joining us after 7 tonight. And straight out of the 7 o'clock news, which is fast approaching, Dale Amos will join us from the Carlton Footy Club. Hayes, just ahead of the news?
Yeah, there's some high-scoring games too. I think that was the most important part about the AFLW, that they are improving. And a lot of girls are kicking bags of goals. Ponta, she kicked 4 goals. Georgia G, 3 goals. Klinga Howe, 3 goals. Rebecca Privatelli for the Giants, 3 goals. Ashmore and Carney in that game both kicked 3 as well. And the numbers have been pretty good. Jamie Lambert especially with 32. So I think that's a real positive sign for the AFLW.
All right. We'll have a chat, as I said, to Sam Lane about that. We'll also be joined by Cameron Green. He is, of course, at the moment down in Tassie, and they did really well in the end, thanks to him, after you post 105 not out.